The 7-member task force will primarily gather facts about the salmon-producing Taku River. One catalyst is mine redevelopment on the Canadian side. The Tulsiqua Chief closed down in the 1950s, and acid mine drainage has been a concern since. Mine owners Chieftain Metals installed a treatment plant at the site this fall, and water coming out of the old mine is now being treated. The issue that seems to have Juneau the most anxious is barging. Former Tulsiqua owner Redfern Resources proposed an air cushion or hover barge towed up the Taku River by an amphibious vehicle. But Redfern went bankrupt, and Chieftain Metals announced last year that they want a year-around access road to the mine. Chief Operating Officer Keith Boyle says even traditional barging up the Taku, as the company did last summer, is difficult.
Our preference is to have the overland route, just simply because it's a much lower risk alternative for the operation. We've seen huge variability in what Mother Nature has dealt in terms of river levels and ability to barge. And so the financial community are nervous when they see that, you can't get your product to market in a consistent manner.
Chieftain last year struck an agreement with Taku River Tlingit First Nation that covered mine exploration, water treatment, and employment. But the company is still negotiating on a road through First Nation territory. It could be years before a road is ever built. Chris Zimmer is Alaska Director for Rivers Without Borders. He says the state must make sure any barging doesn't harm the river and salmon resource.
That raises all kinds of issues about spills of diesel fuel and toxic materials, groundings and damage to habitat. So we really want to see the task force take this on and understand that barging will happen for the next few years and very likely beyond that. And that's something Alaska doesn't really have a regulatory or permitting handle on.
The task force is an outgrowth of an effort last year to create a legislative group to study Taku River issues. Meetings between sport and commercial fishermen and property owners proved to be very contentious. Juneau legislators said it was clear everyone needed more information and less opinion before any new river protections could be considered. Task force facilitator Kevin Ritchie says the group will hear about river habitat and salmon stocks, as well as current regulatory protections, which he says are not very clear.
So this is going to be a very valuable process of determining exactly the types of things that will occur if there are specific industrial or other types of issues that involve the Taku River.
Chieftain Metals Operating Officer Keith Boyle is expected to participate by teleconference in Saturday's task force meeting. The company is headquartered in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and has offices in Vancouver and Atlin, British Columbia. The Taku River Fact-Finding Task Force will meet Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon in House Finance Chambers at the State Capitol. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.